Back here on Sports Talk on the Big 870 WWL, Mike DeTillo along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert, and on our talk and text line, longtime trainer, Hall of Famer, Pro Football Hall of Famer, should say, Dean Kleinsmith. And Dino's also a proud graduate, Indiana. So how about them Hoosiers, Dino?
Well, Dean, I never heard you do the chant, Hoosiers. Come on, what, you were scared? I bet you're not scared now. Come on. Oh, we got Dean. I scared him off, I think.
I think you scared him off with the chant, Bobby.
I hope he didn't fall out.
Charlie will get him right back online.
Listen. When you're talking about Indiana, this is going way back when Dean was our trainer with the Saints, and he goes back to the late 60s, that when you talk about Indiana, what are you bragging about Indiana?
Basketball.
Bobby Knight, basketball.
Bobby Knight.
You never talk about their football team.
Never.
But look where they are right now. Did you see the big check? Or I don't think they even gave the figure.
Mark Cuban.
Yeah, that's where Mark Cuban went to school. Well, look what name, image, and likeness of Mark Cuban just donated to them.
Dino, thanks for joining us, and Bobby wanted you to give the chant.
Yeah, come on, Dino.
Come on, Dino.
Come on. Hoosiers.
Bobby, listen, that chant came on long after I left Indiana University, but I am filled with Hoosier hysteria, I guarantee you. Probably a little too much of it. I was there on New Year's Day. Out in Pasadena, and it was really something to behold.
You know, and Dean, you look at your son, the great job he does NFL Network, and he's also
part of the Big Ten Network.
Yeah,
so
yeah,
guess what he covers?
So
Indiana.
So he's a Hoosier, and just tell the folks the Who Dat Nation a little background, how you ended up with the Saints, coming from IU. And just to enlighten them, because when you came from the Saints, that's where all of a sudden you sold your oats, was at Indiana.
Well, that's exactly right. Indiana was the only school in the country in 1965 that offered a curriculum in sports medicine / athletic training. So that's what I told my dad, and he said, well, if that's what you want to do, that's where you better go. So growing up in Minnesota, I had to make the trek to Indiana, and that turned up to be a turning point in my life. Went ahead and spent 4 years there as an undergraduate, went to the Rose Bowl as a head student trainer, 1968, and then haven't been back until last week. So it's been a long ride. Got the experience at Indiana, to work for the Saints the day after I graduated. I drove from Bloomington, Indiana to New Orleans, went to work for the Saints the next day. Spent the next 31 years with the Saints, working under 13 head coaches in 31 years.
Well, Dean, when you think about that and, right place, right time, you always took advantage of that opportunity. And how sentimental was it? Did you get a little emotional, or maybe you pass that you go, whoa.
It's a cycle. I know he got wet because it rained.
No, because all of a sudden he goes, whoa. And you reflect back, man, anything over half a century, I was in the Rose Bowl late 60s, and here I am. I'm back here representing my university. And I think Indiana ain't going nowhere. They're going to be in the hunt. You see that?
Yes,
they're probably going to be asking you for money, Dean. Look at Mark Cuban with the name, image, and likeness.
Well, that's interesting that you mentioned that, Bobby, because as I was leaving the parking lot, the tailgate party, I was just walking with my daughter-in-law and my two grandsons to go into the stadium, and absolutely coincidentally, I'm standing next to Mark Cuban. He's there.
Oh.
He's solo. No security crew, no entourage. No bodyguards. He's standing there in a black T-shirt. So we had a nice chat while we waited to go through security to get into the stadium. And it was just unbelievable. And it made my day even more special. But let me tell you about, you're going to ask me about Coach Cignetti, I hope.
That's what I was going to ask you, Dean. Go ahead.
Mike, let me tell you. This guy has brought a blueprint, for success. From the other stops that he's had along the way. I mean, he's 60, mid-60s right now.
Yeah, he's like 64. Yep.
And he's been to IUP, he's been to Elon, he's been to James Madison University. But he's had this convicted belief in his plan. Now, I already told you I worked for 13 coaches for the Saints. They all got a plan. But this guy has got a true blueprint. And his prior successes, prior to being hired at Indiana, really generated the buy-in to Indiana University, the football players, the athletic department, and the fans. It was unbelievable. He does three things, I think, better than – and again, and Bobby, you've seen a lot. You've played for a lot of coaches.
Yeah.
And, Mike, you've interviewed a lot of coaches. But Coach Cignetti is elite, I think, in about three things that he does. Evaluation of talent. He knows the exact characteristics that each player needs they need to win. He's got each guy's characteristics planned out. The second thing, development. He develops players. His players get better not just year to year from the time they come on board, but they get better week to week. And we've seen that for the last two seasons, how they just get a little better and better and better. And that's part of his development plan. I think the third thing that he's elite at is messaging, you know, and everything that he says is purposeful. You've even when he was introduced to the IU fans the day he got hired in Assembly Hall, 17,000 Indiana screaming basketball fans are there. They introduce him at halftime, and that's when he says the Purdue sucks. You know, that's bravado for a guy coming in for the first time setting foot on campus, and he's starting to beat up on the up the street neighbor, Purdue. So he knew that he needed to generate enthusiasm for IU football, and that's when it started, right there from day one. And then I think as far as his messaging, sometimes he talks to his team through you guys, through the media. And that happened last week at the Rose Bowl. And he goes in a post-practice interview and he says, you know, we're not very sharp. We're not practicing very sharp. So don't you know that the players hear that? And they then need to refocus and find their edge for the next day of practice. So he's got, I think, three things. There's, you know, the evaluation of talent, the development that he does, and the messaging that he sends just kind of makes this guy kind of elite, a little different bird, if you would, say. And then I think the last thing, guys, is his assistant coaches, his coaching staff consistency, his coordinators, his two offensive and defensive coordinator and special teams guy have been with him for 10 years plus each. And, you know, that's hard. That's hard for
a lot of loyalty.
Yeah. Staff together like that. Yeah. Like that. And it works. It really works. So, but man, it was a great 48 hours in paradise for me in Pasadena.
Well, Dean, are you a little nervous? I don't know. You know, you're the cliche, hard to beat a team twice, like two, three times, whatever. And then, but you go in hostile territory and you beat Oregon.
No, they beat them up.
Yeah,
in Oregon.
Exactly.
Not beat them,
up. Exactly. But, Dean, are you a little nervous or what?
Yes, I'm absolutely. You know, we've been down for over 60 years. You know, it's hard to be overconfident. You know, I don't think that. You know, that's not something. I have to tell you, I flew back from LAX to New Orleans on January 2nd on nonstop, and boy, don't you know, there were only like three of us that had IU stuff on. The rest of the plane was packed with angry Roll Tide people. I mean, it was, and I walked down the aisle. I had a bright white sweater, IU sweater on with a big red IU on it. I got a lot of dirty looks, man.
Dino. Alabama got humbled.
Did they get humbled? And they got beat kind of like they used to beat up people.
Without a
doubt. In the trenches up front. Dino, let's make this deal. Next week, you're still surviving. You come on with us and talk Indiana Hoosier.
Yeah, good luck. It'd be good luck, Charm.
How about that?
Absolutely, man. I hope so, guys. And you count on it. I plan on talking to you next week.
All righty. Thank you, Dean.
All right,
Dean Klein-Smith. Last year was honored by the Pro Football Hall of Fame.
No, he's one of the greatest trainers in NFL history. NFL history. He's been with Steve Spurrier and the old Redskins even. The Detroit Lions when Detroit sucked. No, he's been all over, been there, done that. And you know what? Dino, I want to say, Dino, he's young 70s. He drank from the fountain of youth. Dean does not look his age.
No, he doesn't.
Dean looks like he'd be like in his late 50s or something right now.
No. And over 25 years with the Senior Bowl.
Yes.
And every year, Manning Passing Academy, we get to talk to Dean.
Man, he was like a big wig, like the Gatorade people would listen to him. Like, who didn't he like sponsor a different camp? And all in the off season.